Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
6:56 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Despite it being the 1st of July, we're still waiting on decisions from the United States Supreme Court. This is the final time this term that we'll be seeing these decisions. And one of the most consequential is whether former President Donald Trump will be immune from prosecution for his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio reporting live from D.C., where the High Court is expected to release that decision a little bit later this morning. Nicole?
Well, Rich, that's right. And we're keeping a close eye on this. You know, today's decision all revolves around the scope of presidential power and whether or not former President Trump can cite presidential immunity in his federal election interference case. So this case focuses on whether the former president could be prosecuted for his alleged efforts to undo the 2020 election, which, of course, eventually led to a riot at the U.S. Capitol back on January 6, 2021. Now, his legal team says he was acting in his official capacity as president, investigating claims of voter fraud. However, the special counsel argues that no one is above the law and that the former president's actions were not part of his official duties. So, Rich, we're going to continue to follow this very closely. And, of course, it's important to mention that the timing of this case is also very important.
Yeah, obviously. Why is it so important in the scope of the calendar?
Right. So, you know, when you look at the timing of this case, by holding onto the case until early July, the justices have reduced, if not even eliminated, the chance that Trump will have to stand trial before the November election. So the timing of this is very important.
And we do anticipate that the rulings will be released at about 10 o'clock this morning. We'll certainly be on the air with coverage, and you can get breaking news updates in the WOKV app. Another decision is expected over laws in Florida and Texas that address complaints that social media sites censor people's views, particularly conservative ones. We'll be following that story into the midday as well. Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom.